Welcome back to the OU Daily Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Sunday, 21st day of the month of Cheshvan. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the daily OU Tehillim email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. The light of the world is dim today, and it's not because of the potential hurricane currently threatening South Florida. The Orthodox Union joins the Jewish community and the rest of the world in mourning the loss of two incredibly unique luminaries in the passing of Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks and Rav David Feinstein, respectively. Rabbi Sacks was a hero to all of us, and he was an extraordinary teacher to all of humanity. Rabbi Sacks was chief rabbi of the United Kingdom for 22 years, where he served as a profound, eloquent teacher of Torah and spokesman for Torah values within the Jewish community and beyond. He was an intellectual giant whose unique blend of Torah scholarship, academic achievement, human sensitivity, and social awareness allowed him to speak to the issues of our time to the broadest of audiences, and he did so with courage, clarity, and optimism. Rabbi Sacks was a beacon of Kiddush Hashem whose thoughtful teachings improved the world and invariably brought honor to the Torah and the Jewish people. Among his prolific writings on a wide variety of subjects, his Torah commentary were studied weekly by tens of thousands. OU Press was privileged to be a partner in publishing many of these writings, and the Orthodox Union family benefited from a wide range of programming and teaching experiences he shared with us. Just a few months ago, we here at the OU had the great privilege to host Rabbi Sacks for a special virtual program which focused on the Jewish people in a post-corona world, finding hope beyond the darkness. Today, this message couldn't be more relevant, as with his passing, we will collectively need to go forward to find that hope and light which Rabbi Sacks so incredibly represented without his calming and reassuring presence. Whether you watched it on our live stream months ago or have yet to view it, I encourage you to take the time to do so today. It can be accessed in today's OU Today email. We had some technical issues this morning. I don't know if the email went out, but it should be going out shortly. Rabbi Sacks' unique voice, novel and insightful ideas, exciting and eloquent proofs, unfailingly relevant messages, and outstanding leadership will all be sorely missed. Rav Feinstein served as the Rosh Yeshiva of Masifta Seferis Jerusalem, located in Manhattan's Lower East Side, since the passing in 1986 of his renowned father, Rav Moshe Feinstein Zetzal. In addition to assuming his father's role as the head of the yeshiva, Rav David was relied upon by the Torah community to succeed his father as a preeminent source of halachic wisdom. He provided a clear, steady, and confident voice of halachic guidance to innumerable individuals and institutions within the community. Aside from Rav David Feinstein's celebrated scholarship, his piety and modesty were legendary. Any interaction with him served as a lesson in how one can embrace one's own humility without diminishing one's sense of responsibility. For many decades, the Orthodox Union frequently sought guidance from Rav Feinstein, particularly when confronting novel questions of Jewish law in areas such as kashrus and NCSY's approaches to Jewish outreach. The world has lost two great lights. We will miss their Torah leadership, outstanding and deeply insightful wisdom, as well as their warmth and accessibility. Tehei nishmatam tzuru b'tzur hachayim. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Moshe Shiner of the Palm Beach Synagogue in Palm Beach, Florida, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Shiner slowly reciting our three daily chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 23, 121, and 130. It will be followed by the Mishaberach L'Cholim and Achenu. We will conclude the call with a brief conversation with Rabbi Shiner to learn more about his wonderful community here in South Florida. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, the Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Shiner.
Thank you, Naftali, for inviting me onto this call. It's an honor and a pleasure and a privilege. As you said, the Jewish world is mourning the loss of two great luminaries, Rabbi David Feinstein and Rabbi Jonathan Sacks. And I would like to share a Dvar Torah that Rabbi Sacks published 10 years ago in 2010 on the Parsha of Chaye Sarah. And Rabbi Sacks addresses the question of why was Noah, although he was a man that Matzachin found favor in the eyes of God, he was Ish Tzaddik, he was a righteous man, Hitalech, he walked with God, but yet he does not become the patriarch of the Jewish nation. It is only Abraham that is chosen by Hashem, by God. And he points to this week's Parsha. He says, right after the ending of yesterday's Torah reading, where Avram Avinu was commanded to take his son Yitzchak and offer him as a sacrifice at Mount Moriah. And in the very last moment, the call from heaven came, do not touch the lad, it was merely a test. And now I will bless you that your children will be like the stars in the heaven and the sand on the seashore. Abraham returns home in the beginning of this week's Parsha to discover that his beloved wife Sarah passed away. And as Rashi says, that the reason Sarah died was because of the shock of the news that her husband Abraham took their son Isaac to the binding. And what happens when Abraham realizes that the test of Isaac did have a victim, the passing of his beloved wife. Vayavo Abraham l'spod l'sara v'lebkosa. Abraham weeps, cries, and eulogizes his wife. But the very next verse says, Vayakam Abraham. Abraham rises up from the face of his grief and purchases the cave of Machpelah. And Rabbi Sacks says that if you look at Noah after the devastation and the tragedy of the flood, he plants a vineyard and he gets drunk. He does not begin to rebuild. But what does Abraham do in this week's Parsha? He does two things. He purchases the first piece of land in Israel, and he arranges for the marriage of his son Isaac. Both of these events were building the Jewish future that we still benefit from the effects of those two deeds till this very day, as we have Eretz Yisrael and a flourishing Jewish nation because Abraham acted in the face of tragedy. And this is what Rabbi Sacks says, that no other nation could have withstood the type of devastating events that we experienced with the Babylonian exile, the Roman exile, and the Inquisitions and the pogroms and all of the tragedies culminating in our generation with the Shoah, with the Holocaust. But like Abraham, while other nations would have been destroyed with any one of these events, we carry on the unique characteristic of Abraham, of Vayakam Abraham, to rise up in the face of adversity. Yes, we weep and we cry, as Abraham did, but then we rise up and we begin to build for the future. And that is the legacy of Abraham as embodied in each and every one of us. And so, as we will continue to be inspired by the tremendous power of the Chizuk and the words of Torah, Rabbi Sacks, we will dedicate our lives to doing what he did and what Rabbi Feinstein did, which is to build a brighter Jewish tomorrow. There's a time to weep and a time to mourn, and now is the time to weep and to mourn, but we will carry on their baton of building Jewish life, making it brighter and better for tomorrow. I'm now going to recite Psalm 23, Tehillim Perek Chav Gimel, for all those who need a refuah shleima. Mizmor leDavid Adonai roi lo achsar, benoz deshe yarbitzeini, amei menuchot yenaaleini, nafshi yishovev yancheini b'magle tzedek leman shemo, gam ki elech begeitz almaves, lo irara ki ata imadi, shiftecha mishantecha, heima yinachamuni, taroch lefanei shulchan, neget zorirai, dishanta vashem en roshi, kosi rivayai, achto vachesed, Yirdefuni kol yemei chayoi v'shafti b'veis Adonai l'orech yamin. Now we're going to recite Psalm Kuf Chaf Aleph 121. Shir lamalos esa inay ala harim me'ayin yavo Ezri Ezri mim Adonai osei shemayim v'aretz al yitain lamot raglacha al yonum shomrecha hinei lo yonum v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael Adonai shomrecha Adonai tzilcha al yad yeminecha Adonai yishmarcha ayom amashemesh v'yakeka v'yareach baloila Adonai yishmarcha mikora yishmar es nafshecha Adonai yishmar teischa uvoecha me'ata v'yad olam. Now we recite Psalm Kuf Lamed 130. Shir hamahalos mimamakim karasicha Adonai Adonai shema bekoli tiyenaz necha kashuvos l'kol tachanunai im avona istishmeya Adonai miyamod kim chahaslicha l'man tivare kivis yadinai kivsa nafshi v'lidvaro hocholti nafshi l'Adonai mishomrim laboker shomrim laboker yachel Yisrael l'Adonai kim Adonai achesed v'harbe yimofidus v'hu yiftes Yisrael mikol avonasav. Now recite the Mishaberach for the Cholim and Cholos. Mishaberach avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yakov Moshe Aaron David Shlomo hu yivarech v'yirape et kol hacholim et kol hacholos. Ba'avor shanachnu mispalim b'avuram uv'avor shiyitnu litzdaka bli nedar b'avuram b'schazeh hakadosh baruch hu yimalei rachamim aleihem lachlimam raposam lachzikam lachiyosam v'yishlach lahem mehera refuah shalema min hashamayim L'ramach evereihem ul'shasa gideim l'chol evereihem l'chol gideim b'soch shar choli Yisrael refuas ha'nefesh refuas ha'guf hashtah ba'galov zman kariv v'nomar amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Shiner. Just one note before we'll transition to the next portion of our call. The OU email did just go out, the OU Today. Unfortunately, the link that I alluded to earlier was not included. For those who would like to watch it, simply just go to YouTube, youtube.com, and type in the search bar, Orthodox Union Rabbi Sacks, Orthodox Union Rabbi Sacks. It is the second link. When you search for it, it has a picture of Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg. So if those who want to see it, youtube.com, Orthodox Union, Rabbi Goldberg in the search bar, and you will find the video we alluded to. Again, thank you so much, Rabbi Shiner. As we transition into the next segment of our call, firstly and most importantly, how are you, your family, and the community doing?
Baruch Hashem, everything is well. The synagogue is now open on Shabbos only and Sunday morning, and God willing, we hope we can get back to having our daily minyanim again. But thank God everyone is in good health.
Chassid Hashem, we're certainly happy to hear. So to get us started, for those of our listeners who may not be familiar with your shul, with your community, if you could take a moment to share with us, give us a brief overview of the Palm Beach Synagogue and the community in general.
So Palm Beach Synagogue is located on the main street of Palm Beach. It's a small town. It's an island, and we are on North County Road. I invite anyone who wants to spend the Shabbos with us. We're just two blocks north of the Breakers Hotel. We came here, my wife and I, in 1994 and established the synagogue. We began with a handful of people. And Baruch Hashem, today, 26 years later, we have about 370 members, a very vibrant community and synagogue. It is an outreach shul in the sense that the vast majority of our members are not Shomer Shabbos, but we attract a very diverse group of Jews to our synagogue, Baruch Hashem, and those who become Shomer Shabbos move to other communities, usually which has the infrastructure. But Baruch Hashem, we enjoy a wonderful reputation in town and try to be Mekadoshim Shemayim by spreading Yiddishkeit and educating all ages. We have a Hebrew school that just finished now. We have a high school program that just finished now, the classes. Every Sunday morning, we have about 100 children here. And we have adult education, and now it's on Zoom primarily. But Baruch Hashem, it's a wonderful, wonderful community here in Palm Beach, and we have a very diverse crowd because people tend to come to Palm Beach from all over the world, especially during the season. So we get to welcome people and take Rabbi Sachs of blessed memory. We were fortunate to host him for a Shabbos here, as well as for an evening lecture that he gave a few years ago on Thanksgiving. So we were able to welcome speakers and Jewish leaders from all over the world.
Well, the shul and your reputation certainly precede you. It's a truly wonderful shul and wonderful community, and the work that you, your Revitin, and the shul's leadership have put in have really made it the outstanding institution that it is. Our last question, Rabbi Shiner, with the world changing so much as a result of the pandemic, which we're still very much in, when we talk about change, not necessarily about going on to Zoom or the social distancing or the mask wearing, but when we think about the changes that really impacted how our communities operate, and we think about that for these months, for the time that we're in right now, but perhaps even trying to think and looking towards the future of what communal changes we can anticipate for our shuls and community, for the broader Jewish community, and hopefully in Yiras Hashem soon, a post-COVID-19 world.
Well, Naftali, I think, first of all, the power of Zoom, I think, will stay with us. You know, I have to say that, you know, today a lot of synagogues, especially communities like ours, people live, you know, at different distances from the synagogue, and it's much more convenient to turn onto a Zoom class that's live than to drive to the shul and attend in person. And I just gave a class this morning at 11:30. Normally when I do that class in-house, you know, I may have 20 people in the class. On Zoom, I had more than double that amount. So I think there'll always be the in-house and the Zoom opportunities to learn. We also discovered it's a lot less expensive to bring in a Zoom scholar in residence. We have a lecture series coming up now. And, for example, we're having the author of The Choice and the Gift, Dr. Edith Egger. I'm not sure if you heard about her, but she's the ballerina of Auschwitz. She had a bestseller book, The Choice. To bring her at 93 years old from California would be impossible practically. But with Zoom, we can get her for an hour and attract hundreds of people to listen to her. So I think that's number one. But I think what this pandemic has showed us all is that a synagogue is much more than a place to daven and to learn. It's a place where we bond and become mishpacha. And we've seen that those relationships served us all very well during the pandemic. We saw a tremendous outpouring of kindness and support. Where members were really those who had the ability to take care of others, and especially the elderly people, and keep them, you know, well provided for, and keep them, keep company with them. And we, I think, realize now how deep our friendships and our relationships are and how much we depend on it. And I think that we will never see each other just as a shul to daven, but more than that. We always say we're like a family, but we really saw that family in action. And I think that's something that hopefully will stay with us, that the type of dedication and loyalty to one another that was exhibited during this pandemic has been inspiring. I would just say, as a rabbi, to see the type of care that people show to one another is just remarkable. And truly, I knew it was there, I guess, intellectually, but when you see it in action, it's just, it's breathtaking.
Yeah, certainly so. We've heard similar accounts and reports from other rabbis and shuls across North America. And I like the word you use in referring to the shul as a family, because it really is true, much more than a place to daven. And in regarding the Zoom point, I agree, and especially so, and still so, for certain segments of the community who are very much still utilizing Zoom. And I think it's a tremendous bracha. Hopefully, in the same way you're able to access speakers at a lower cost, hopefully the sponsorship and naming rights are as much as they used to be, that enabled the shul to continue to operate. So we'll see how that goes. But Rabbi Shiner, thank you so much for being on the call today and for providing us with a picture of your wonderful community, as they are with all the Klal Yisrael of the entire world. Our thoughts and our tefillot, our prayers, are with you and your community for continued bracha, success, growth, and good health. We hope and pray that all of our efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered, latova, for good, and may the Rebbe Nishe Olam, the Master of the World, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Monday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Words of Inspiration from Rabbi Joel Goodstein of Congregation Yehuda Moshe in Lincolnwood, Illinois. With hearts full of faith, and now more than ever, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.